Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. Could you imagine enjoying a fancy steakhouse dinner only to be left with a permanent brain injury when you're done? That's what a new lawsuit alleges happened to a retired firefighter. Here's the Dana and Parks Show out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City with the story.
An Illinois man, this is from ABC News, an Illinois man who served as a Marine and a firefighter remains hospitalized more than a year after suffering health complications that his attorneys allege were caused by contaminated raw oysters eaten at a steakhouse. Attorneys representing Joe Belgio announcing a lawsuit and a fundraiser on his behalf, alleging that he suffered permanent brain injuries after becoming ill following a meal at Gibbons Steakhouse in Oak Brook, Illinois. Family, friends, and community members gathered in support of Belgio, whose fiance Melanie said the couple had been celebrating with family at the restaurant in June of last year. Their daughter was only 5 months old at the time. According to the lawsuit, Belgio became severely ill after eating raw oysters, leading to a medical crisis that ultimately resulted in permanent brain injuries.
Oh my gosh. Catastrophic health complications. Let me ask you something.
No, I've never eaten an oyster.
I am not an oyster person. I will never be an oyster person. But my father, the most dangerous place to be in these United States of America is between that man and an oyster bar. And I've said to him before, I'm like, "Dad, like, have you heard people are getting this like brain eating amoeba?" And he's like, "Don't care. Don't care. Really? Like, let's go eat oysters." He loves oysters.
Huh. Worth the risk.
So they will say on the menu, you've seen this. They will say on the menu, on almost every menu,
raw seafood,
consuming raw or undercooked seafood can lead to health issues. Is that enough to protect anyone who, like, just because this restaurant's the one that served it, doesn't mean it's the restaurant's fault. It's a raw oyster. This could be a supply chain issue. This could be whoever boxed it up to ship it to the restaurant. It wasn't on ice long enough. Like, we don't even know. They're raw.
Sam, you eat oysters, apparently.
I love them every chance I get.
All right. Do you eat them raw, or are you supposed to cook them?
Raw, of course. A little bit of Tabasco, a little bit of horseradish. Oh.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO. Radio.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
If they're so good, why do people have to dump so much crap on them to eat them?
Ooh, good question.
You don't have to. It's just, you know, it elevates the experience. Much like the sign that says, stay back 100 feet.
Right.
On the truck with the rock that's falling out of the back of it. Yes, you can put that on the menu, assuming a risk as a customer. However, it is still, and I know this from food safety training, the responsibility of the restaurant to ensure they are doing everything in their power to serve you food that is not contaminated. So is the question, can you sue the restaurant? Absolutely.
See, it's one thing, Sam, if I say, I want you to bring me a hamburger raw. That's one thing. Or I want you to bring me severely undercooked salmon. That's one thing. Oysters come raw.
What about a rare steak?
A lot less likely that you're going to be sick eating a rare steak because it's compartmentalized inside. But hamburger's a good one. If you said to the restaurant, I want you to bring me a raw hamburger. Look, that's kind of on you if you get sick. Oysters are consumed raw.
Which is apparently the way that you eat them.
Scott, he's never left his hospital bed.
In 11 months.
Can you prove that this was...
No, check that, 13 months.
Can you prove that this was the thing that made him sick? That's the other question.
I think it draws a pretty direct line between the two. Yeah, I mean, if you went out and ate oysters and all of a sudden you have this brain-eating
here it is.
Bacteria.
Doctors screen Belgio for bacteria and identified several pathogens that attorneys say are associated with shellfish contamination. He is most likely bedridden for the rest of his life. Very little cognitive ability and will need care for the rest of his life. Now, the restaurant where he ate said there has not been a single other case of anyone getting sick.
That's a valid point.
Can you just have one bad contaminated oyster?
It has to do with the temperature that they reach. So you always get oysters, they're on a bed of ice, right? That is the restaurant's way of protecting it. So if at any point this restaurant, and it's pretty easily provable through cameras, through processes and procedures.
Yeah.
Let, say, one box of these particular oysters sit out and get to a certain temperature. It has the potential of being contaminated. That doesn't mean that all of them will be contaminated.
See, I've always thought oysters just by default smell like they're going to make me sick. They smell like they're going to make me sick.
The one time I ever ate one, it was the texture of the oyster that was so disgusting to me.
Yeah, snot.
Yeah. It feels like you're literally swallowing a slug.
I've never understood the people that sit there and chew oysters for like 5 minutes.
I didn't chew it. I was told to swallow it.
It's like a shot.
I am actually a fan of oysters, but I'm probably sticking to fried ones for a while after hearing that story. Our final dispatch today isn't about an actual pathogen like the one we just talked about. However, the phrase popcorn brain is gaining some steam, and it refers to what happens to our brains and our attention span when we're entrenched in digital distractions nearly 24/7. Scoot out of Odyssey Station WWL in New Orleans has the details.
All right, let's see. Let's talk for a minute about popcorn brain. This is not a diagnosis. There's no official medical diagnosis for this, but it's a description of the way the brain works. According to Per Parents Magazine, popcorn brain is described as a state of being wherein individuals are so hooked on digital multitasking that slower paced everyday tasks like school and the classroom hold no interest. Dr. David Levy at the University of Washington Computer Science, he's a professor there. He said that he came up with the term. He says that it's dopamine. It's the dopamine hits from the constant scrolling. It diminishes attention spans and interest in hobbies and tasks and even social, real life social interactions like school. And Dr. Christina Lee of Kaiser Permanente says that kids going back to school have this attention overload from the internet and from social media. And she says popcorn brain is not an official medical diagnosis, but it is a good way to describe what happens when your mind is bouncing around from one topic to another, one thought to another, and can't settle. It's similar to popcorn popping in a bag. Now, here are some of the symptoms. Difficulty concentrating and quick shifts in attention. Constant craving for stimulation. Now, you know, listen, based on some of these symptoms, you know, almost everybody can say, oh, wait a minute, that's me. But, you know, you can't assume that it's you unless it's like it's a really serious situation. Another symptom is difficulty retaining information. I mean, that applies to a lot of people. Difficulty following multi-step directions and feeling anxious and unable to regulate your emotions. Well, those descriptions apply to a lot of people. It's kind of like somebody says, I put my right shoe on first every day. I got OCD. No, that's not OCD. Believe me, if you had OCD, it would be a hell of a lot more serious than that. Or people say, well, I do this every day, so I have OCD. So, you know, when it comes to ADD, ADHD, or when it comes to popcorn brain, you can look at some of these symptoms and say, oh, that's me, I got that. But we're talking about exaggerations of these symptoms. And of course, you know, sometimes you have a hard time retaining information. Sometimes I do. Sometimes you have difficulty concentrating. Yes, you always want to be stimulated, but that doesn't mean that you really have popcorn brain. So, look, this is something to consider with your kids going back to school. And just maybe if you can somehow prepare them for this idea that the classroom, compared to social media and compared to the internet, and how they can manipulate the internet, the classroom might appear to be kind of boring, and prepare them to learn how to deal with that.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to KNX News in Los Angeles, WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and Scoot out of WWL in New Orleans. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mouniontcareers.com today.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.